Book of 1 Thessalonians tonight, chapter 5. And again, what a joy it is to be in the Lord's house. Amen. And we praise you and thank him for the opportunity. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 25 tonight. You're able and willing to stand tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'll read one verse here and then we'll go to the book of 2 Thessalonians as well. And I want to read some verses and then we'll pray. Try to preach as the Lord directs our heart tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 25. The Bible said, brethren, pray for us. Then look over at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. We'll begin reading in verse 1. The Bible said, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God. Oh, Father, I pray for just a few minutes tonight that you touch my body, enable me to preach what you put in my heart. Lord, I'm so glad that your Word never will return void, but it does accomplish what you please. Help us, I pray tonight, Lord, save that soul that's lost. I pray, speak to our hearts as your people. May we grow, may we do more for you. May you be glorified in all we say and do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to preach tonight, kind of an unusual thought possibly, but it's been on my heart for some time. I've preached it off in mission meetings and things, but Brother Paul mentions in these places, back in 1 Thessalonians 5:25, and then 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1, he says this, pray for us. Now, you've got to remember this. Brother Paul is a missionary. He is a church planter. Brother Paul's ministry from the Lord was to take the gospel mainly to Gentile nations. And he would preach and a church would be established. Now, we still do that today. We have the Great Commission. We are going about to fulfill that God has given to us as local churches. I've said it a lot and I'm going to say it again. A church that doesn't support missions is not a local New Testament church. Amen. It is of that great importance that we have our part in sending out missionaries and supporting missionaries carrying the gospel. Now, our church is responsible for our Jerusalem. That's Bowling Springs. That's right. That's our job. That ain't for us to hire somebody to come in and do it. Our responsibility is spreading the good news of Christ right here in our county. Amen. But we have the obligation, according to Scripture, to support missionaries. Now, I want to preach tonight and teach a little bit tonight on this subject, how to help missionaries. How to help missionaries. Now, as sure as I'm to preach, I'm apt to teach. That's a part of my qualifications as a pastor. I want to instruct us some tonight. Some will say, I've heard this all before. That's great. You need to be reminded of it. Amen. I'll be honest. I've only a few times lived a decent distance from family. In a few hours' drive could be home. I've never lived on the other side of the world and be separated from my family. In my mind, it's hard for me to grasp, but we've got some here that do that and have done that. And ladies and gentlemen, it's good to be able to help them Amen. I try to pray for our missionaries. I try to help us bring in new missionaries and help them in delivering the gospel to a lost and a dying world. Now, there's three things I want to give us tonight, us to meditate on in our help for missionaries. Can I say, first of all, this is great importance. We are to intercede for the missionaries. We're to pray. Paul asked these churches, would you pray for us? Amen. How many missionaries have we brought in that presented their work? And that's one thing they all said, I need you to pray for me. Now, sometimes we're not careful. We'll take that a little lighter than we really should. You understand, the greatest thing that we can do for each other is pray. That's right. That is the greatest. Hey, we touch heaven when we pray. Paul said, pray for us. He said there in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, pray that the word of the Lord may have free course, that God would use us in spreading the gospel. We need to pray for our mission every week. We have on the back of that prayer list a missionary of the week. I hope that you keep up with that. I hope that the days following that to the next Wednesday, that you pray for that missionary. If that was you, if that was your children, hello. If it was your children serving God, you sure want somebody to pray for them. Amen. We need prayer. Well, let me just say two things about this interceding, about praying for missionaries. Number one, when to pray. When do you pray for them, preacher? Daily, every day, be calling names to God. I try, now listen to me, I try for the ones who are based at a gateway to pray every day for them. And then the missionary of the week, and then other of our missionaries says, God, that touches my heart. I try to call their name unto our Heavenly Father and daily. Now, you say, well, preacher, how do you do? Well, I thought about this. Paul talked about having daily the care of all the churches in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. If he said that's daily on him, then surely we that are saved and support these missionaries, we ought to daily have them in mind. Amen. You know what happens to us? Out of sight, out of mind. Amen. This ain't going to be no clicking your heels, shouting out, preaching. I just want to help us. I want us to remember these that we're supporting. We're trying to take on more. We just had another one left the field, and I took a church, and that's another spot open now. And I'm trying to meet new missionaries all the time, to bring them in that we can take them on sharing this. But the greatest thing we can do is to pray, and we should pray daily. I brought this other Bible of mine here with me to the pulpit tonight. This is what my family's always referred to as my revival Bible. That's the one I use as an evangelist. Here in the front, you see there's writing here. There are 26 churches supported me as an evangelist. On this page, three individual families supported me. And one of the individual families was a missionary. That's right. They sent us $25 every month. A missionary. You say, what you do him? Helped him get in churches and get some support. Amen. The Lord has blessed me with a good name among preachers. I helped get him in. He said, preacher, God touched our heart. I have to support 26 churches. You say, preacher, where are you going? Every day I was on the road. Every day. Not once in a while. Not if I happen to read. Every day. Because I read this, I'd read my Bible every day. That's a good place to keep missionary names. Amen. And these churches supported me, and I prayed for the pastors. I prayed for those churches on a daily basis. And I thought today, as I was thinking, meditating on this message, if I did that for the ones that supported me, then surely as a pastor now, I can pray for those that we do support. And we can all do daily. Amen. Now, it's good to take one a day. That way you don't get in a routine. All right? Don't get in a rut. You do know what a rut is, don't you? A rut is a grave with both ends kicked out of it. That's a rut. You can get in a rut and you pray. Don't want to do that. So each day, just pick one. We've got nearly 70 of them, and it won't be hard to come up with a name. Amen. And that one you get on Wednesday night, be pray daily. Then let me say this. What do we pray for them about, preacher? Well, I wrote some things down. This is simple preaching, but it'll help you in your prayer life. Can I say we ought to pray for their families? Now, understand something. Everybody look at me and listen to me. I hear a lot of times that the family said, boy, God's called us to the field, and I understand what they're saying. But the call of God's on that man. You hear me? The call of God's on me. It ain't on my wife. As a pastor, as a preacher, I've drugged my family all over this country preaching the gospel. And you know what they did? They were faithful to follow me wherever God sent us. And I appreciate that. And there was people prayed for my family. Amen. Not only the family of that immediate family, but pray for their family that have to leave behind the missionary. Some of you have experienced, Brother Bill and them's experienced this. You get aboard a plane and you have to say goodbye to mama and daddy and brothers and sisters and cousins, and you have to say goodbye. Hey, that ain't easy. Are you hearing me? So now, I said this other week. Now, I was joking one way, another way. I ain't joking. I'd give my daughter away. That was hard. I didn't realize how tough that's going to get. Amen. But then I got thinking, man, God calls them into the ministry, and Brittany's married a preacher. They could wind up in 10 but 2 for us, I know. But you understand there could be a day we say goodbye, they go great distances away. You need to pray for that family left. They're dealing with that. You understand, even Brother Jeremy Holloway, those that we're going to see at the end of this month, you understand they got family in Alabama. A mama, they've said bye to them, and they're a world away. Hey, that family's back here. They need prayer. That's right. Then we need to pray for them physically. Amen. Hey, they get tired. They get sick. They have weaknesses of the flesh, just like all of us do. Pray for them. Pray that they'll stay healthy. Amen. Hey, missionaries that had come off the field because of cancer, because of other ailments they've got and couldn't stay on the field, had to come on. Pray that God keep them physically healthy. Then also pray for them spiritually. You talk about an onslaught of hell. When you really step out and serve God, you're getting into the thick of the battle. Amen. Hey, you understand that spiritual warfare? Hey, it'll play on a lot of areas of your life. Are you hearing me? See, the demons of hell will jump all over you when you have to step out by faith. I've been there. I've lived that. The devil will be sure to come by your house 3 or 4 or 5 times in the day and 6 times at night. You're a fool. That's what the devil will tell you. Hey, there's spiritual warfare. That's what. Pray that God would help them in this spiritual warfare. Hey, pray also for them mentally and emotionally. You hear me? I'm bothered in the church world over people think that emotional and mental stuff is not a big deal. It's serious. The only reason you downplay it, it ain't happened to you yet. Amen. Hey, when you're on the other side, you're going to change your tune about, I've heard people, bless God, you don't need no pills, you need to do this. Hey, I'm telling you, this mental and emotional warfare, it's real as sure as spiritual warfare. And it all stems from that spiritual warfare. Sometimes you've got to have some help. Amen. Pray for them mentally and emotionally. Hey, pray for them socially. You say, that's crazy. Hey, you've lived here, some of you have lived here all your life. You had no problem adjusting to this society. You was raised like this. But can you imagine, we were talking about it tonight in the office. We're preparing for this trip, and we were given the good news that we'll probably always have water while you're with us. And I thought, boy, that's good. But he said this, Dr. Kenyon said this, but we might not have electricity every hour of the day. You say, well, what's the big deal about that? You a fan of cold water and a shower? Huh? Jeremy and them have the same problem. He said, preacher, sometimes it's the middle of the night to get electricity. Sometimes it's day. It can be any time. They just shut up. Same thing with the public water. That's why we built them that tower on their house. Hold that extra water when the water was shut off from the town. Hey, I'll tell you something, friend. When you get to pray and get things, hey, that's a lot of social adjustment. You hear me? I understand this. I'm a mountain boy, and you're in the upstate, and this is where I'm at. There's been adjustment for me. And there's been adjustment for you because I'm the mountain boy here. That's right. There's but major, you go around the world. Miss Erica's here tonight, and we talked about today. Man, water pumps out. Well goes dry. Hot water, no hot water. There's all kinds of adjustments you have to make on the field. And we need to pray they can adapt socially. You said that ain't, oh yeah it is. You're not going to reach anybody the gospel if you can't win them as an individual. You hear me? So pray for them socially that they can fit in with that culture. Some folk aren't meant to go anywhere because they can't adapt to any culture. And that's true. Are you listening to me? Because you've got to learn to work with the culture. Yes, sir. That's one thing an old mountain preacher taught me, and he's right about pastoring. If you stay in the United States, you have to learn the nature of that church a man takes. He got to learn how to work that nature of that church. Amen. So pray for your missionaries. Pray for them financially. Do you understand that? And now listen to me. I know this from experience right there. 26 churches, 3 families support me. Now, the bulk of these, some were like clockwork with their support. I didn't have to worry about it. Ain't that right, Brother Ben? Amen. Every time I go to the mailbox, first 2 weeks of the month, that's when you like to go to the mailbox when you're on the road full time. Because them support checks come in and you say, thank God we paid the bills and eat this month. That's right. But do you know other churches are not faithful with their support? Let me just throw this out. July, December, January, you better learn how to save money. Because a lot of them said, well, we got to do this for Christmas and everybody's on vacation in July. So missionary, good luck. No check. Do they make it up the next month? No. No. That's free money. Why send that back check with it? Amen. Oh, yes. If you live like, hey, if you had to live like that, it'd unnerve some of you. You have to learn to live by faith big time when you're waiting on that check show up that might come, might not come. That's why I promise you, first of the month, them checks roll out from this office. We do. We're like clockwork getting these checks, these missionaries. We are not going to miss a month. If we have to cut everything else out, them missionaries will get their support check. Amen. Hey, pray for them financially because everybody ain't like Gateway. Amen. And they are dependent on that money. That's right. You know what I've learned? You remember back before 2008, boy, the housing market was booming. They were building, going crazy. And churches were, offerings were big. And boy, every meeting I went in, they was taking missionaries right in the middle of revival meetings. But when that housing market tanked, guess who went first? They had missionaries. And you know why? They were giving out their abundance instead of by faith. There's a big difference in giving by faith and giving out the abundance. Amen. So we need to pray for them financially. Hey, you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed what a church would drop a missionary over. That's right. And these out of our church know me now, and other ones call, and they're nervous when they come. Preacher, the Lord's changed my field, and I can hear the fear in their voice. That's all it takes for some. Well, you're done with us. God bless you, bye. If God leads a man to some other field, we're going to keep supporting him. Amen. We've got to pray for them. Because I'm going to tell you something. You get on the field, a church changes pastors. Now, here's the way I take on missionaries. I bring them in with the purpose. The ones I bring in, yes, for the purpose of us taking them on. But I'm waiting to see how you hook with them. Because you don't hook with them, I'm not going to take them on. Because if you're taking on calls of me, something happens to me, bye-bye that missionary. Amen. I want you to have confidence in them. I want you to feel at ease that it's the will of God. Amen. Because, but they do, they drop them all the time. Amen. Now, I want to say this. Pray for them financially, because some of them churches are big supporters, and that hurts a whole lot more than a $25 a month church. It really does. But we need to pray for them financially. Then let me say this. Pray that souls will be saved. Amen. That's what they're called to do. Preach that gospel. Pray God to get a hold of sinners' hearts, and they'll get converted. Amen. Hey, I promise you one day in heaven, we're going to meet a lot of folk we ain't never met down here that a missionary that we supported gave them the gospel. They got saved. Amen. And now they're in heaven because we sent that missionary out. Amen. It's going to be great. Hey, going to heaven, seeing Jesus, that's number one. And family, that's great. But meeting people we ain't never met that we had a part in winning, oh, what a thrill, what a blessing. Amen. Pray that God will help them have souls saved. Then they may say this. Pray that churches are established and those that are strengthened. Pray for them. Intercede for the missionary. Then let me say number two, not only intercede for the missionaries, but we ought to secondly invest in the missionaries. And yes, it does mean what that word invest is going to mean. We're going to talk about money. Amen. James talked about if someone has a deed and you got it to give to them, you don't give to them, it just be you warmed and filled. You ain't done nothing. Hey, man, I've had a few be warmed and filled meetings. Hey, man, thank you for coming. Okay, where we stay? Ain't no worry. What you gonna eat? Don't have no idea. I've had that. I've stayed in places, had to pray stuff in. Amen. So, friend, we're going to have to do some investing to help them out, get them the field, keep them there. Amen. Takes money. Gas pumps don't take faith. Power company don't take faith. Won't cash for them. It'll cash for you in an eternity, but don't cash for them right now. Amen. Oh, let them live by faith. Won't you live by faith? See, it's easy to talk about. Well, God, they ought to be living by. What about you, friend? Amen. Hey, so we're going to invest. We're going to give financially. We're going to pray about who to take on. I want you always. Hey, I'll try to let. Hey, we got someone coming, sharing their word. We want to pray. Be praying. Those that God puts in our path, He wants us to help. We take them on. Amen. We'll invest that money. But hey, let me help you a little bit more. I'm going a lot deeper with this thing other than just us taking them on. That money has come from somewhere. And we do believe and we practice faith promise giving here at Gateway. For you that are from churches ain't never done that, that is where you as an individual, as a family, will get along with God and say, God, how much you want me to give above my tithe? Because you listen to me, your tithe belongs at Gateway. That tithe is how the local church is operated by. Don't get in trouble with God giving tithe money to everybody else. He does get it some way, somewhere. Amen. You can wind up with car trouble and health problems and everything. That tithe, that first 10%, that's God's. Amen. And a lot of folks, you know, they get preached on money. They get Baptists and notorious for getting nervous to get preached on money. But I don't tell you, that's taught in the Bible. Hey, first thing I do, 10% automatic. I don't know, that's God's. Then I give an offering. That's above that. And then we do something with faith promise. We prayed about it. God laid the amount on my heart. That's what we give every month. Amen. Well, I prayed about it. That's what God said do. Some give more than others do. It's what God puts on your heart. I'm not one of these preachers that tell everybody you have to give such and such amount to be a part of faith promise. That ain't what I'm going to tell you. That's between you and the Lord. Amen. By faith, you're going to give that each month. That's right. And again, that's above your tithes now. Amen. We find to pray about, then give it regularly, faithfully. Amen. We do one check a month. Tithe, mission, everything. First Sunday of the month, we put it in. Now, some folk do weekly. That's fine. Whatever you do, you just be faithful at it. And let me say this, since we are starting vacation season. Look this way. That is still the Lord's. It is not Pigeon Forge and Myrtle Beach's money. It's the Lord's money. And if you're going on vacation, great. Have a happy time, a big time with your family. But that money that you didn't put in that week gets put in double next week. What you didn't get there that Sunday you missed, you have that money in hand, and then that next Sunday's money in hand, and you put them both in there. Are we still having fun on Old Furnace Road? Amen. It's the Lord's. It belongs to Him. I preach this because I don't want you in trouble with the Lord. Amen. I want you and the Lord to have a good relationship. Amen. I want you to have that sweetness, that communion with Him. But hey, this interrupts it if you're not doing right. Amen. Let me say this, and I'm gonna camp right here just a minute. I won't preach much longer on money. You can breathe easier in just a minute. But I do want to hit this while I'm passing by. All right? I hear all the time, I can't afford to do that faith promise. Okay. Let's talk about that a minute. You really can't do nothing. Really? Not $10, not $20 a month, nothing. You can't do nothing. All right, let's talk about something. Your luxuries and your entertainment, just a minute. And it's got quiet as death at Gateway. Amen. Cable bill. You really got to have that? I mean, you couldn't do without that. I know what cable costs. I've got it myself. But if it ever gets in the way of that faith promise, she's gone. That's done settled my heart, my wife's heart. If it ever gets a day we can't give faith promise, son, the cable gets tore out of the wall. Because is your luxury and your entertainment more important than souls? Amen. I'm letting it sink in good and deep tonight. Amen. I mean, think about it. You really can't do nothing? You know me. Man, they know me on sight over here at McDonald's. They can tell me if my order's different because I go every day and get a biggie sweet tea. And if I decide wife don't know and get a Coca-Cola because there's so much salt in that and you know my blood pressure history. They look and say, I didn't know that's you, preacher. What are you doing today? Huh? I mean, they know me well. I can go to other restaurants. They can look at me and say, I go to that Mexican restaurant, they say, you want the Mexicana fajita, don't you? So you got it. Hey, man, I don't even have to have a menu. But can I say something? If it ever gets a place that I can't give a faith promise, I believe I can do without that sweet tea. Sure. Amen. We're having a blast, ain't we? Amen. I'm trying to get you to think a little bit. We say we can't, but can we not? Is it really where we can't? I believe if we understand our luxuries and our entertainment can be done away with. Amen. I enjoy nice things. I enjoy trips. I enjoy all these things I've talked about. Now, I want to tell you something. The souls of men, women, boys, and girls are more important than all my luxuries and all my entertainment. Amen. That's right. So we need to invest in the mission and intercede for the mission. Then let me say this, and I'm moving on, and all God's people said amen. Amen. Aren't you glad that's over with? Number three, involved with the missionaries. We did that last year, in particular with a work crew. Went to Honduras. Brother Chris headed that up. Hey, good way to be involved with missionaries. They sometimes need people to come over and have the gift, the ability to put things together. That ain't me. I build you something. Don't let your dog live in it. Close as I get to electricity, better be a light switch. My wife's really won't jump up and shout real loud. Amen. They get something for Christmas, be put together. Go see your mama. Amen. I better stick to preaching. That's just how it is. But others, you have the gift with your hands. Man, wouldn't it be good to put that to use every now and then for helping somebody get them a church building, get water, get a well fixed, a pump fixed, do something. Boy, be involved in a work crew. That's good. Amen. Hey, evangelistic team, that's what we're doing this time. We're not building anything. I'm going to go preach. I'm going to hit the ground run. They done said, preacher, you've got at least 1 to 2 meetings the first night you're in town. And from then on, I'm preaching 3 times, at least 3 times a day. Why? That's what I'm going for. I'm going to preach. I'm not going for the fun of it. I'm going to preach. I'm getting involved in those ministries, those missionaries. Amen. Trying to reach folk with the gospel. So work crew, an evangelistic crew. Hey, what about this? What about a card, an email, a phone call? What about that? Let me tell you something. I've done been on the receiving end of this. Somebody asked me one time a while back, and I appreciate this to me, how do you know so much about missionaries preaching? No, you as an evangelist. But I was on the receiving end of a lot of stuff. And it caused me to think about a lot of other things. I've been on the end of being kind of discouraged preaching 2 and 3 weeks in a row, and they're all dead. Ain't nothing happening. They didn't want me there, and by Friday night, I didn't want to be there. I'm just being honest. And get back here to North Carolina and get to run by and finally get a hold of our own mail, and there'd be a card in there from a Sunday school class with a bunch of little boys and girls can barely write their names, have signed that card, wrote me a note, my family a note, we love you and we're praying for you. Son, I promise you I could have went bear hunting with a switch after I got done reading that. That card meant that. You said it didn't. It really didn't mean that much. It means to get an email. We got people here in the church that if they get an opportunity, they call our missionaries of the week. And I tell you, that's good too. You imagine getting to hear somebody's voice in your own language every now and then? Amen. Hey, by a card, a letter, an email, a phone call. What about this? How about not only these things, a work crews and car? What about a care package? What about a care package? Preacher, what in the world? Well, I've had other missionaries from under me. One I had when I was in North Carolina, I was out in South Dakota. You know what I learned about South Dakota? They are friendly people there in that town he's in. Man, it looks like Mayberry. They even have a sign, and get this, a sign at the town limits, the day for hunting, eating meat, and against aborting babies. I mean, playing out front with, and they don't even know the Lord, but they have morals about them. But you know what I found out? At that time, you can't find white lily flower in South Dakota. Now, some of you, that don't mean a thing. You fellas don't have a clue. But your wife's got a favorite kind of flower she cooks with. I like white lily pretty good. I like Duke mayonnaise. That's the only Duke I want around, but I like Duke mayonnaise. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. Simple things like that. But can you imagine getting a hold of something you ain't seen in a while? See, that's one thing we're doing. What we're taking with us, a care package, in just a couple of weeks. I found out some stuff they like. Had them send us some things. Going to pick some things up, take it to them. Amen. We take a lot of things for granted. We can just go get it anytime we want to. These missionaries can't. You listening to me? Some of them live out in villages. They ain't got all this stuff. What a blessing be to get something from somebody back home. Just ain't thinking about you. Love you, praying for you. You keep serving Jesus. Amen. There's a lot of ways to be involved in these missionaries' lives. Sunday school classes, I encourage every now and then just get you a card and let everybody sign it. We got 70 of them. That's plenty. You won't run out of nobody. Get them a card, send them, say, but we love you. Get way praise for you and send it to them. Be involved in their ministry. This is as simple as you get preaching. And I know that. But I'm trying to teach us a little bit tonight. Amen. Hey, I don't want us to ever be known as a church that don't know anything about mission. I'm going to say something. Preacher Stewart sure done a whole lot for missions. It's his heart. Amen. His generation trained me. That's what's in my heart. They taught me the importance of fulfilling the scriptural command of taking care of missionaries. We have a missionary in, we're going to give them a love offering. We're going to take them out to eat. They need a room, we're going to put them up. Amen. If their car's tore up and they get here, guess who fixes it? That's us. We invite them here, we get it fixed. You know what will happen? God will bless it. God will honor that. I've seen him do it over and over. Give $1,000 and you just wait around. Man, a week or two, buddy, you just check the offering out. You find out what God does when you give out and say, we'll help somebody with getting the gospel, a need in their life. God honors that. Amen. We are blessed here at Gateway because this church has always been good to God's men. That's exactly right. The preachers that come in locally, as a pastor, you're good to me, and then our missionaries. And I believe God honored we keep doing that same thing, just like we've always done. Amen. I'm praying God let us, hey, wouldn't it be good to be able to have over 100 missionaries? We could do it. We could do it. You said, preacher, I couldn't do but $5. All right, let's talk about that just a minute. You got five, and you got five, and you got five. I think I'd add up pretty quick. And there'll be others in here. We do every mission $100 a month. There, God could bless some of you, be able to take on, give $100 a month in missions. Amen. You say, preacher, you're back on it. I know it. The Holy Ghost put me back on it. You got to take it up with him. Amen. God's blessed us. We are blessed. And I want God's blessing to continue on us. That's why we keep doing this. I've not dealt with missions in quite a while, but I really felt like here lately God wanted me to deal with it tonight. To try to teach us a little bit. We got young folk that don't know, and they got to be taught. Amen. And so we see how we can help out missionaries, our own, and then those that we have took on from other places. God will honor us being good to them. I promise you that. It's been proven over and over again. And I like the blessings of God, don't you? Amen. Father, take the message now. Use it for your honor, your glory. I've tried my best to preach what you told me to tonight. And Lord, I thank you for freedom to preach. And Lord, for the reception of the church tonight in preaching about missions. And Lord, we thank you. Lord God, we got people that's got a heart and a burden for it and a desire. Oh, Lord, help us, I pray. Thank you for the ones you've raised up out of our church family that's in missions. And Lord, I'm asking you even tonight to deal with others that, Lord, they would submit to mission work as well. What a blessing that would be. Help us, Lord, to be witnesses right here in our own Jerusalem. Lord, to tell somebody about Jesus. Lord, all you do, we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's stand tonight. This altar's open. I've delivered what's on my heart. Could be somebody lost and get saved. Could be a child of God. God spoke to you. You could be here burdened about something that's been on you all day. It'd be good to come cast on the Lord. Or God could touch your heart about the area of missions and giving or something. While we sing, the altar's open tonight.